Alyssa Milano mocked for replacing her Tesla with a Volkswagen EV. VW literally founded by the Nazis. By David Ng on November 27, 2022. Alyssa Milano has announced that she returned her Tesla and has replaced it with a Volkswagen electric vehicle in protest of Twitter's new owner Elon Musk. But as numerous people have pointed out, her latest attempt at virtue signaling is actually an embarrassing faceplant. Since Volkswagen was founded by the Nazi Party under Adolf Hitler. On Saturday, Milano tweeted her disgust with Elon Musk without mentioning his name. "I gave back my Tesla. I bought the VW EV," she wrote, adding that she loves her new vehicle. She then urged advertisers to boycott Twitter, falsely claiming the site has become aligned with white supremacy under Musk's leadership. She also appeared to incorrectly describe Twitter as a publicly traded company, when in fact it is now privately owned following Musk's acquisition. "I'm not sure how advertisers can buy space on Twitter," Milano tweeted. "Publicly traded companies' products being pushed in alignment with hate and white supremacy doesn't seem to be a winning business model." It turns out Volkswagen has more in common with white supremacy than Tesla does. Not long after posting her tweet, Milano was inundated by replies informing her of Volkswagen's Nazi past. The German automaker was founded in 1937 by the German Labor Front, a Nazi labor organization. During World War II, Volkswagen relied heavily on concentration camp labor for the manufacturing of its vehicles. After the war, Volkswagen came under the control of the British, who helped turn it into an international automaker. The conservative social media personalities known as the Hodge twins notified Milano that Volkswagen was literally founded by the Nazis and Hitler. The mockery came swiftly for Milano. Milano is one of Hollywood's biggest left-wing activists and hashtag MeToo personalities, boosting her activist career with a front-row seat at the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court confirmation hearings. As Breitbart News reported, she recently spent the midterm elections campaigning for Utah independent Senate candidate and Never Trumper Evan McMullen, who ended up losing to incumbent Senator Mike Lee, RUT. Follow David Ng on Twitter at Hey, It's David Ng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.